Virgin Radio is back. But to make sure you don't miss a beat, a riff, or a chorus, you need to retune your digital radio. It's really simple to do. Press the auto-tune or auto-scan button on your digital radio. Remember, though, not all digital radios retune in the same way. So go to www.talksport.com/retune for more details. Retune now so you can start receiving some of the best new stations on digital radio.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's bright and high and I won't be long.
Virgin Radio.
Hello, I'm Edith Bowman and this is a test transmission for Virgin Radio. We launch on Wednesday the 30th of March at 11 a.m. We're streaming live online at virginradio.co.uk. Our app is live in our app store. Just search for Virgin Radio UK.
Next programme in just over a minute.
Okay, are you going to be quiet or not?
The waiting is over.
Ten.
A broadcast legend returns.
The future's desperate for us.
Nine.
To shake up the world of music radio.
Eight.
With a brilliant mix of music and presenters.
Sooner the better.
Seven.
Playing the greatest Virgin classics.
We're gonna have a party.
Six.
And the best new music for the digital generation.
Something fast and loud.
Five.
Plus exclusive live sets from the world's most exciting bands.
These go to 11.
Four.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
Three.
Here comes the radio station with the music you can turn up.
Two.
This is the real deal.
Let's go.
Go, go, go.
One.
Virgin Radio. We're back.
Mind the gap. So here we are. It is the launch of the brand new Virgin Radio. Matt Richardson and I are bringing you an incredible selection of live music from our train, which is moving as we travel from Manchester to London in a radio first. Jamie East, Kate Lawler and Tim Cocker are back in London at our HQ. But where to start? Well, let's start as we mean to continue playing fantastic music. But where to start and what to start with? Well, we thought this would be perfect and it's been specially recorded just for us and you. The music world lost its most iconic and influential artist this year. Thankfully, we will continue to enjoy and celebrate his music. And for us, well, that's kind of what we want to do with Virgin Radio, is to be about celebrating the musical heritage that has gone before, but being excited and enthusiastic about new music and talent. So here, with his version of David Bowie's Changes, is the extremely exciting new artist, Mr. Gavin James.
But I can't change time. I said that time may change me, but I can't change time.
Oh, good. Wasn't it? That was amazing.
Love it. Gavin James is going to be back later on
as
well. Gavin James.
He's younger than me and more talented than me. I'm really annoyed.
Let's not get the jealous card out at the second link
straight
of the
show. Straight up. It was such a good song. Straight away. I hate him because he's so good.
He's going to be performing for us a bit later on.
Absolutely, because we're those people, you know, the people who sort of play their music too loudly on their headphones in trains. Yeah. We brought five bands with us. I mean, we are the worst people if you're on a train with us now, because we brought the whole British music scene with us. It's quite weird. It feels a bit too real now that this is happening. We are on a train.
It's moving.
I mean,
still hear us.
You can hear us, hopefully, you know, hopefully going well.
Can we check how everybody is in the carriage with us? Morning,
is everyone
everybody.
Well?
How's everyone?
Yes!
Not just us,
you Not see? Just us. If it was just us, it would be tragic.
That too would, but thankfully it's not. Listen, it's great to have you along. Thank you so much for joining us for our launch day for the brand new Virgin Radio. And we are on our newly named Virgin Radio star, Pendolino. Don't know what top speed. I am going to drive this train.
You're not going to drive. I mean, Edith has got this obsession with the fact she's going to drive the train.
Two
I'm
things.
Pretty sure you need a license.
Two things. Want to drive it, also want to do trolley service for
I think
everyone.
You're more likely to do the trolley service, because driving a train is a proper thing.
I'm dressed for it.
You're a very nice dress. You're going
in
on
the maid
chicken
outfit.
Or beef, all that kind of stuff. It'll be very good.
Right, should we check in with the rest of the team?
Yeah, definitely.
Because back in London, our Virgin Radio studios, Jamie East, Kate Lawler and Tim Cook are holding the fort. Let's see if we can link up live from the train back to London. Hi, guys.
Hello, how are we doing?
Hey.
Good morning.
Dulcet, sultry tones of Jamie this morning.
This is properly exciting. How are you guys?
Is it?
So cool.
Did you all get a good night's sleep?
Yeah.
You're a liar.
I went to bed at 10 o'clock and then stared at the ceiling worrying about this all night.
I would just
add to this that I now know how animals in a zoo feel. We're in like a goldfish bowl of a studio and there have been hundreds and hundreds of people just coming in and having a little look.
Good. Get used to it, Tim. Get used to it.
Edith, please, can you do a trolley service? That is something I'd love to see.
Definitely. I'll do the trolley service within the hour, and by hour two, I will be driving this train.
You're not going to drive the train.
It'll be like speed three.
Amazing. That means you're my Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. I can't act either. Brilliant.
Well, listen, straight to DVD then.
We've got some amazing live music coming up for you, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the train two of Travis. I'm going to slightly sit up in my seat.
Two of Travis.
Two of Travis.
Half of Travis.
Half of Travis. Are you Tra or with a vest?
I think we're Tra.
I think so.
Yeah. Morning, Dougie and Fran. How are you both?
Very good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm all right, thanks.
Nice to hear you.
Thank you, but nice to hear you too.
I thought this was the quiet coach.
Oh, man, have you got your ticket?
I had one.
Listen, it's great to have you guys back and exciting with this new album as well, which you're kind of slowly feeding us lovely kind of musical morsels from everything at once. How does it feel to be back and kind of with this new project?
It's great. We're in, I think, the best shape that we've ever been in.
Eh? Yeah, it's very exciting.
We're prepared. Every band. No, well, that'll do. Put it out. But we're good. It's all prepared, and we're all in good shape.
Yeah.
Can I introduce you to Matt? Because Matt was like, please, can you introduce
Hello.
Me?
Hello, Matt. Really nice to meet you.
I can just see you through the partition.
I know. Yeah, it was quite an awkward place to sit. But yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
You never talk to people on trains. This is so nice.
I know. Yeah, public transport. It's like always.
Extremely just
so.
I always talk to people on trains.
Do you?
That's true. I'm that guy. They're like, oh, shut him up.
God. And I'm excited as well. We'll talk a bit more about it later on and stuff. But as well as the kind of sounds for the new album as well, there's a whole kind of visual project behind it as well, isn't there?
We made a movie.
You made a film. You're a director
real
now.
Real film. Real people in it. Well, the band.
The band. Yeah. Kind of real.
Yeah.
What was the thinking behind that? Was that something that came part and parcel with when you were writing the album? That
No, it was just that when we sort of brought it to the record company, they were like, oh, you got quite a few singly songs. And so I thought, we have to make some videos, so why not make one thing for the whole album?
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Brilliant. Nice. All right, listen. We'll talk about it a little bit later on, but what are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a song called 3 Miles High.
Right.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that was absolutely amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Travis.
Cheers.
3 Miles High from the new album Everything at Once, which is, it's just a gorgeous album. But could we ask you, you're going to play something a bit older for us now,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Do you mind if we went straight into it? Is that right?
No, not at all.
Is that all right?
I hope my guitar's in tune.
If you need a minute, that's
it. It won't matter. It's never stopped me before.
Is it the first time you played on a train, by the way?
No, do you know what, Edith? A short story. When Dougie and I first met, when we fell in love. I mean, how long ago was that?
That was 25 years
Whoa!
Ago.
Whoa!
I know.
We've been friends for a long time.
It's our silver wedding anniversary.
It is. On the way back from Glasgow Central to Giffnock, where Dougie lived, we got our guitar out on the train and we played, what was it, some Lenny Kravitz
songs? We played Let Love Rule, I think.
Let Love Rule. Are you going to go my way?
Yeah,
it's
not
like
Wingo. Oh, no, it was
before. Driver. You know.
We were those guys in that train.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, so this is an oldie. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, God. It's because the rhythm of the other song is interfering.
Woo!
That was weird. I was in the other song. I was getting my rhythms.
The rhythm of the train.
You're the rhythm of the train.
Yeah. It's weird, that.
Do you know that's where rock and roll came from?
No. A train?
Yeah, because if you took the blues as it was, and then you mix it with the... Because it comes from Johnny B. Goode, you know, strumming with the rhythm that the drivers made. So the trains would go... So you would get this...
I like this.
So that was where... we're literally... Trains are where rock and roll came from, so we're...
There's a TV program in this, Fran.
The history of music
with Fran.
The rock and roll train.
Just going on train journeys around the world and playing tunes. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That's great.
That's the dream.
Yeah, let's do it.
Listen, the album came out yesterday, Everything at Once. You must be excited. End of this month, sorry.
No, the song came... No, it didn't even come out yesterday.
No. It's the album's out on the 29th.
You know what? You're asking
April.
The wrong people, Edith.
I'm thinking we're in April already. Sorry, 29th of April.
That's right.
It's the 29th of March. There we go. I know that because we just launched Virgin Radio.
It's your launch today.
It's easily
okay.
But you're going to come back later on and do another track for us as well.
Yes.
A special cover.
Oh yes.
Which was Dougie's choice.
It was Dougie's idea.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Don't apologise.
Right, well, I think we're going to get thrown to some music now. We've got a bit of Coldplay to play.
Woo!
They're not here, but, you know, we'll play their song anyway.